Say not within yourself, nor with your mouth, yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. For I would say unto you, look upon the fields, for they are ripe, present tense, ready to harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not say that in a time to come there will be a harvest, but say present tense, this is the time of harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not wait. Do not wait upon your faults, failures, character flaws to be perfected before you begin to enter in to this harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. One must be done, and the other also must be done. For there must be a purging, and there must be a mortification in your prayer closet and in your personal life. That is one part. The other part is that I'm sending you out into the harvest, even not yet perfected. And I will be with you in your imperfections, and I will be with you in your character flaws, and I will be with you in your shortcomings. And the enemy will not be able to destroy you. But to those who will take heed and go out, know this: if you'll spend that time, if you'll labor in my presence, then I'll purge you and I'll keep you, and the one will be a part of the other, in that the enemy will not be able to destroy you because of your character flaws, if you're doing the things that allow me to come and purge you. But do not wait. Do not wait. Enter into this harvest. Enter into this harvest. And by that I mean not just the spreading of the gospel of good news as in salvation, but include all the parts of salvation. Lay hands on the sick. Lay hands on the sick and see them recover. And even when you do not see them recover, continue to lay hands on the sick. For the day and hour will come where both will match perfectly, saith the Spirit of grace. And that which you're doing in the prayer closet will match up with that which you're doing in the field. And the two will come together in perfect harmony, saith the Spirit of grace. Be not fearful, for great things are coming on the earth that will bring great fear. And when I say fear, I am not just talking about to the unbeliever. Much of my church will shake and fear. There are those even in your midst presently in this house this morning that will shake and fear. Anxiety attacks will increase with great numbers on people that are not preparing themselves for these last days. But those who know their God will be strong and do exploits, saith the Spirit of grace. You in the midst of those who are going, at times it looks like totally insane because of the things that will be coming upon the earth, you will be sitting in a place of safety, solidarity in your mind, a strength, a place that was so solidified by the strength of the Word and the power of the Spirit, that you'll look in utter amazement as people fall apart around you. And there is still time. There is still time to redeem the time, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not wait for the things that are coming upon the earth. Do not wait, saith the Spirit of grace. And again he says, the third time, do not wait for the things that are coming upon the earth to get strong. It is not that you would not be able to catch up, but the labor to catch up and find peace in the midst of what is coming will be many, many, many times harder than it is present tense. If indeed you cannot run with the footmen, how will you run? And how will you contend with the horsemen, saith the Spirit of grace? For there is coming waves by Satan for these last days that will shake the very earth. And there is coming judgment, things in which my hand is being taken off, and which, because of the permission granted by the church, that I must take my hand off, and judgment is coming. And judgment is coming. Again, I say judgment is coming. And many will be shaken, and many will fear. Many will fear. But to those who will seek my face, and to those that will turn inward, and those will come in harmony to the best of their ability with my word, and then I'll come and I will bring an accentuation to their ability. I'll bring a strengthening to their strength. In the midst of their weakness, I'll bring my strength. Their strength will become my strength. Their strength has been weakness, but their strength will become strength in my strength, saith the Spirit of grace. And I'll grow up people that have nursed the bottle for many, many years. And for people that have sat in the darkness and give many, many excuses for their flesh, I will grow them up overnight if they will allow me. If they will lay down their excuses. And if they will not point the finger at someone else. If they will take their eyes off of everything else and place them upon me, saith the Spirit of grace. The prototype, the Lamb, the one that stands stalwart in a place of your risen Savior, the head of the church, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Set your eyes upon Him. Do not blame anyone of the past. Do not blame leaders in front of you. Do not blame elders in front of you, nor pastors, nor anyone else. Set your affections on things that are above, saith the Spirit of grace. I must grow you up. I must grow you up. The time is short, saith the Spirit of grace. The time is short. It is short. Many things must happen. There is a harvest, and power will be part of that harvest. But great things that will shake the earth. And it is of a necessity that you take authority over your children with prayer and supplication and fastings and speaking my word. Do not fear, little lambs, for I am with you. I am with you. But you must exercise the power that has been given to you. To that order of command upon Israel, when the death angel was passing, I said to them, You must cover the doorpost and the lintel with the blood, for the death angel is coming in this night. For those who did, and all that did, there was a covering. But know this, if they would have heard only and not done or did or followed commandments, then just because they were Hebrews, the death angel would have killed them as well. This is an hour where knowing something is not good enough. Knowing something is not good enough. Having heard or even having the ability to repeat a revelation is not good enough, saith the Spirit of grace. Coming to church is not good enough. It is an hour which you must do what you know, saith the Spirit of grace. So cover your children. Do not become distracted with trying to make a living or set up your kingdom or find your happiness. I'll fill your camp with happiness. You'll eat your bread with a sweetness of peace, and you'll lay down in harmony. But watch the homes, saith the Spirit of grace. Let no contention come between you and your wife or your husband. Guard all things as if a thief was standing at the door. Guard all things as if Satan himself stood at the door. Do not go to bed angry. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Let no lie exist in your presence. If you have told lies one to another, then find the time to go back and make the honest appeal. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth, saith the Spirit of grace. Purge yourself, for a great shaking is coming. Let nothing have an open door. Let nothing have an open door to your life, for you must cover your children, and you must cover your grandchildren, and you must cover those that you love. You who have ears to hear, this will not be fear unto you, but it will be peace. You'll live out your days with a covering of peace. You'll end up strong, living life.